Masechet Eduyot Perek Gimel Mishnah Bet. Here we'll have more machlokot between Bidosa ben Hurkanus and Hachamim. The first one concerns tame items, food, that is smaller than the amount that's required to transmit tum'ah. Normally when it comes to food, you have to have kabetza of food to transmit tum'ah, an egg size. Here we'll talk about tame foods that are piled up, but each little item is smaller than a kabetza. For example, let's say I have a little tiny pile of raisins. Together, all of them are kabetza, but each one individually is not. So do we go by the entire pile, or do we say that we look at each one individually? Mishnah says, Ochel parud eno mistaref, divrei Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus. Separate items of tameh food that are piled up together do not combine to form the minimum amount of a kabetza in order to transmit tumah. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus. V'achamim omri mistaref. Hachamim disagree. They say it does combine to transmit tumah. Next, we'll talk about ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni is produce that has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. If a person doesn't want to burden himself and bring them there, he could transmit the holiness onto coins. Here we'll talk about if he's allowed to transmit the holiness onto coins that were not yet minted, an asimon. It's like a token, piece of metal that doesn't have the imprint of the government on it yet. Mehalelin ma'aser sheni al asimon divrei Rabbi Dosai. Person is allowed to redeem ma'aser sheni produce onto a blank coin because the Torah considers it to be a coin for ma'aser sheni purposes. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. V'achamim omrim en mehalelin. But hachamim disagree. They say you're not allowed to redeem ma'aser sheni onto a blank coin. They would say that it has to be redeemed only onto finished stamped coins. They both learn out their opinion from the Torah. The third mahloket is about a person whose hands are tameh. On a deoraita level, a person's hands can never become tameh, but the rabbis decreed that a person's hands could become tameh, even though the rest of his body is tahor. Let's say he touched something that was tameh. For example, a person then would have to purify his hands before eating or touching certain foods. If they were ordinary foods, he would simply have to wash his hands. He would have to rinse them, netilat yadayim, before touching those foods. But before touching kodesh, holy sacrificial foods, he has to immerse his hands in a mikveh. We'll talk about it in the context of the purifying his hands before he handles mehatat, where the para aduma waters that a person would sprinkle onto himself or would get sprinkled onto him after he became tameh from a corpse. The sprinkling happens on the third and seventh day of the tum'ah process. A person who is tameh is not allowed to touch the mehatat, the water, until he purifies himself. So here we'll talk about how does he purify himself if his hands are impure. Matbilin yadayim lehatat. A person dips his hands into a mikveh for the purposes of touching or sprinkling the mehatat. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. V'achamim omrim, im nitme'u yadav nitma gufo. Say the hachamim, no. If one's hands became impure, when it comes to the para aduma waters, handling them, it's as if his entire body became tameh, and therefore, before using the mehatat, he has to immerse, he has to dip his entire body into a mikveh.